Welcome to the Business English Pro.
皆さんこんにちは。1日5分ビジネス英語へようこそ。ナビゲーターを務めますマット竹内です。今日のトピックは何でしょうかね。まずはタイトルから。
Power shifts in three countries in one weekend.
Power shift 権力政権の交代。3つの国で週末に起こった政権の交代劇。お聞きの皆さんの中には、あの三国のことだなと思われた方もいらっしゃると思います。
多分正解だろうね。
そうですね。早速本文を見ていきましょうね。
The first weekend in July may have been relaxing for many of us.
First weekend of July と言ってましたね。7月の第1週のウィークエンド、我々はリラックスしていたかもしれませんが、
The first weekend in July may have been relaxing for many of us.
しかしこの方々は、
But not for the political leaders and citizens in the UK, France, and Iran.
UK, イギリス、フランス、そしてイラン。こちらの政治家や市民の人たちにとっては、この週末はリラックスできるものではありませんでした。
The first weekend in July may have been relaxing for many of us, but not for the political leaders and citizens in the UK, France, and Iran.
へえ、大変だったんだね。僕はリラックスしてたけど。
彼らにとっては、for them,
For them, life was very busy after the results of their elections to decide who would lead.
彼らにとっては、life was very busy. 目まぐるしい日々という感じですね。After the result, 結果の後、選挙の結果の後、誰がその国をリードするのか。
To decide who would lead.
その選挙の結果の後、目まぐるしい日々を送ったに違いない。
For them, life was very busy after the results of their elections to decide who would lead.
まあ結果は、UK としては expected 予想通り。
The results were expected in the UK.
そうだったんだね。フランスは？
But there were surprises in France and Iran.
フランスとイランでは驚きの結果だったの？
But there were surprises in France and Iran.
そのようですよ。まずは UK ですが。
In the UK, the Conservative Party lost its biggest defeat in history after being in power for 14 years.
イギリスでは14年間。政権を握っていた Conservative Party 保守党が lost its biggest defeat 最大の敗北を喫しました。
In the UK, the Conservative Party lost its biggest defeat in history after being in power for 14 years.
勝利したのはこちらの党でしたね。
The Labour Party won 64% of the seats, making Keir Starmer the new Prime Minister.
イギリスの Labour Party 労働党が 64% の議席を獲得しました。そしてキア・スターマーさんが新しい首相になりました。
The Labour Party won 64% of the seats, making Keir Starmer the new Prime Minister.
まあイギリスの首相官邸、ダーウィング街10番地ですね。この皇帝を去る前に前首相のスナクさん、
Before leaving his official residence at 10 Downing Street, Rishi Sunak apologized to his party's voters, saying, I am sorry.
ダーウィング街10番地の皇帝を去る前にリシ・スナクさんはごめんなさいと有権者に謝罪しました。
Before leaving his official residence at 10 Downing Street, Rishi Sunak apologized to his party's voters, saying, I am sorry.
保守党が敗れた理由はいくつもあるようですが、
There were many reasons for the loss. Five prime ministers since 2010, Brexit and its effects.
2010年以降、5人の首相が誕生したんですよね。短期間に。
Five prime ministers since 2010.
それから、イギリスの EU 離脱、Brexit、そしてその影響。
Brexit and its effects.
パンデミックもありましたね。
Losses from the pandemic.
それから、ボリス・ジョンソンさんのスキャンダル。
Boris Johnson's scandals.
それから、前首相のスナクさんもこんな風に見られていました。
And Sunak being seen as a rich prime minister who did not care about people's problems.
スナク首相は、being seen as こんな風に見られていた。Rich prime minister.お金持ちの首相で、彼は did not care about people's problems. 人々の問題に無関心なお金持ちな首相だと見られていました。
There were many reasons for the loss. Five prime ministers since 2010, Brexit and its effects, losses from the pandemic, Boris Johnson's scandals, and Sunak being seen as a rich prime minister who did not care about people's problems.
まあイギリスは保守党が負けるだろうと言われていましたが、本当に負けてしまいました。さあそれではフランスはどうでしょう。
French President Emmanuel Macron also had a tough weekend.
マクロン大統領も tough weekend 厳しい週末を過ごしました。
French President Emmanuel Macron also had a tough weekend because the leftist alliance unexpectedly won more votes than his centrist alliance and the far right.
その理由としては、Leftist Alliance、左派連合が Unexpectedly won、予想に反して Won more votes、票を獲得した。More ですから、More than、彼の Centrist Alliance、中道連合や Far Right、極右連合の票を上回ったんですね。ただ、そのいずれもマジョリティ、過半数を獲得することはできませんでした。
However, no one won a majority, so now there is a hung parliament with three big groups, the left, centrists, and the far right.
したがって、今は左派中道派、極右という3つの大きなグループからなるハングパーラメントが誕生しました。
No one won a majority, so now there is a hung parliament with three big groups, the left, centrists, and the far right.
ハングパーラメント、まさにハング、中ブラリンの状態ですよね。選挙の結果、どの政党も単独で過半数の議席を獲得できない状態。これがハングパーラメント。まあ、こうなると、政治的な決定が難しくなってしまいます。
These groups have very different beliefs and no history of working together.
この3つのグループ、彼らは全く異なる信念を持っているようです。かつて協力をしたことなどないようです。
These groups have very different beliefs and no history of working together.
仲悪いの？
ガブリエル・アタル首相は、
その人って今年の1月にマクロンさんから指名されたんじゃなかったっけ？
そうでしたね。ただ彼は辞めたいと言い出してるみたいです。
With Prime Minister Gabriel Attal offering to resign, it is uncertain how Macron will handle his weakened position.
マクロンさんが指名した首相は辞めたいと言ってきている。
How Macron will handle his weakened position.
弱体化してしまったポジション。Weakened position. これを彼がどのようにハンドルするのか、それは It is uncertain. 不透明だということなんですね。
It is uncertain how Macron will handle his weakened position.
さあ、それではここで1回目の記事本文を聞いてみることにしましょうか。まあ、その中でイランの状況ですね。こちらに耳を傾けてみましょう。よろしいでしょうか。はい。今日の記事はこちらになります。
Power shifts in three countries in one weekend.The first weekend in July may have been relaxing for many of us, but not for the political leaders and citizens in the UK, France, and Iran. For them, life was very busy after the results of their elections to decide who would lead. The results were expected in the UK, but there were surprises in France and Iran. In the UK, the Conservative Party lost its biggest defeat in history after being in power for 14 years.The Labour Party won 64% of the seats, making Keir Starmer the new Prime Minister. Before leaving his official residence at 10 Downing Street, Rishi Sunak apologized to his party's voters, saying, I am sorry. There were many reasons for the loss, five prime ministers since 2010, Brexit and its effects, losses from the pandemic, Boris Johnson's scandals, and Sunak being seen as a rich prime minister who did not care about people's problems.French President Emmanuel Macron also had a tough weekend because the leftist alliance unexpectedly won more votes than his centrist alliance and the far right. However, no one won a majority, so now there is a hung parliament with three big groups, the left, centrists, and the far right. These groups have very different beliefs and no history of working together. With Prime Minister Gabriel Attal offering to resign, it is uncertain how Macron will handle his weakened position.In Iran, following Ebrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash, it was believed that a reformist would not become the next leader. But the unexpected happened. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's presidential election, defeating hardliner Saeed Jalali. This has raised hopes for better relations between Iran and the West and a possible easing of the nuclear standoff. Overall, it was a weekend when power changed in three countries.Will conditions get better in these countries? What will be the global impact? We will have to wait and see.
1回目の記事本文をお聞きいただきましたが、いかがでしたでしょうか。後半はイランを見ていきましょう。
In Iran, following Ebrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash, it was believed that a reformist would not become the next leader.
これはポッドキャストでも取り上げましたね。エブラヒム・ライシさんがヘリコプター事故で亡くなられた後。
In Iran,Following Ebrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash, it was believed that a reformist would not become the next leader.
It was believed. 信じられていた。Reformist. 改革派が would not become. なるはずがない。改革派が次のリーダーになることはないと考えられていました。
Following Ebrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash, it was believed that a reformist would not become the next leader.
確かトピックで取り上げた時もそんな角度でしたよね。しかし、イランでもサプライズがありました。
But the unexpected happened. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's presidential election, defeating hardliner Saeed Jalali.
リフォーミストの改革派のマスード・ペゼンシュキヤンさんが強硬派のサイード・ジャリリさんを破り、大統領選で勝利したんです。
But the unexpected happened. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's presidential election, defeating hardliner Saeed Jalali.
ハードライナー。まさに強硬派ですね。妥協を拒む強硬派のジャリリさんをペゼンシュキヤンさんが破りました。まあ、この勝利によって
This has raised hopes for better relations between Iran and the West and a possible easing of the nuclear standoff.
ペゼンシュキヤンさんが大統領になったためにイランと西側諸国の関係が改善されるだろう。
This has raised hopes for better relations between Iran and the West.
さらには核問題、こちらも緩和されるでしょう。そんな期待が This has raised hope 期待が高まります。
This has raised hopes for better relations between Iran and the West and a possible easing of the nuclear standoff.
ということで全体的に見て Overall,
it was a weekend when power changed in three countries.
It was a weekend 週末でした。3カ国で Power change 政権が交代した週末。
It was a weekend when power changed in three countries.
これらの国の状況が良くなるのかどうか。
Will conditions get better in these countries?
コンディションは良くなるんでしょうかね?
Will conditions get better in these countries?
世界への影響は?
What will be the global impact?
まあ我々も成り行きを見守ることにいたしましょう。 Have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see.
ということで今日は7月の第1週に3カ国で政権の交代があった。そんなトピックを見てきました。記事の意味もほぼ取れたと思いますので、最後にもう一度本文を聞き直してポッドキャストを閉じていきたいと思います。本日も大変にお疲れ様でした。
Power shifts in three countries in one weekend. The first weekend in July may have been relaxing for many of us, but not for the political leaders and citizens in the UK, France, and Iran. For them, life was very busy after the results of their elections to decide who would lead. The results were expected in the UK, but there were surprises in France and Iran. In the UK,The Conservative Party lost its biggest defeat in history after being in power for 14 years. The Labour Party won 64% of the seats, making Keir Starmer the new Prime Minister. Before leaving his official residence at 10 Downing Street, Rishi Sunak apologized to his party's voters, saying, "I am sorry." There were many reasons for the loss. Five prime ministers since 2010, Brexit and its effects, losses from the pandemic, Boris Johnson's scandals, and Sunak being seen as a rich prime minister who did not care about people's problems. French President Emmanuel Macron also had a tough weekend because the leftist alliance unexpectedly won more votes than his centrist alliance and the far right. However, no one won a majority, so now there is a hung parliament with three big groups, the left, centrists,and the far right. These groups have very different beliefs and no history of working together. With Prime Minister Gabriel Attal offering to resign, it is uncertain how Macron will handle his weakened position. In Iran, following Ebrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash, it was believed that a reformist would not become the next leader. But the unexpected happened. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's presidential election, defeating hardliner Saeed Jalali.This has raised hopes for better relations between Iran and the West and a possible easing of the nuclear standoff. Overall, it was a weekend when power changed in three countries. Will conditions get better in these countries? What will be the global impact? We will have to wait and see.
もしもご存命なら今年で74歳、秋野豊さん。彼は日本の政治学者であり、筑波大学で教鞭も取られていました。1998年7月20日にタジキスタン東方の山岳地帯を車で走行中に武装集団に襲撃され命を落とします。脅されず踊らされず踊る。誰かから脅されるんではなく、あるいは誰かに踊らされるのではなく、自ら踊るんだ。私は個人的にこのフレーズが好きで、いつも机の上に飾って繰り返し自分にも言い聞かせています。自ら踊るんだと。脅されず 踊らされず踊る、そんな人生でありたいですよね。それでは皆さん、また明日お耳にかかることにいたしましょう。